Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival, which is called Beauty Revival in Bali, Renewing Your Mind, Body, and Spirit. So I am following up from my last episode where I told you I was getting ready to leave, and I went over to meet my daughter there. She had planned a trip for about a month, which she's now extended for a couple more weeks. And she wanted me to come meet her. And to be honest, I'm like so into my comfort zone, I realized. And, you know, it's a lot to figure out international travel, and especially with animals and a business and everything else. It was a lot, but she had put so much into the planning, and she had already gone through all the requirements and everything you need as far as vaccinations. I didn't end up doing any, but you know, there's just so many things to consider. And so she had done so much pre-production that it was actually easier for me, even with the overnight lounge that she had reserved in the layover in Taiwan. And I talked about it in the last episode, how there was like this icky 24-hour layover, but then my flight got bumped, it got delayed, and everything just aligned and worked out so much better for me. But, you know, it really is like jumping off of a plane. You know, it is a lot of anxiety. And, you know, to do a huge flight like that, which was like 14 hours on the way there, 12 on the way back from Phoenix directly to Taiwan. And then it was the only airline that flew that far direct out of Phoenix without having to go through LA or Seattle. And then it was another 5 hours from Taiwan directly into Bali. So, you know, it's not to be taken lightly, but I did all my visualization stuff like I told her to do because it worked so well for her. I was like, okay, I need to make sure I do the same thing. And everything went super smooth and easy. Like, it really was not that big of a deal. And again, I'm talking a lot about mindset in this episode. Again, I always end with Romans 12:2 and talk about the renewing of your mind. And I had given my daughter so many pep talks before she left on, like, you know, things will go wrong. And if there is any blips or whatever, you know, I call it my miracle code too in my book. You know, you just have to think positively and, you know, get in the right mindset, and things always work out and turn around. So when you fly like that and do a huge trip, there's just obviously way more things that come up. So anyways, I put on my life jacket and jumped out of the airplane and landed in Bali. And wow, I was not expecting it at all. I didn't think a whole lot about it. I mean, Bali's always sound like a cool place, but I didn't have any personal draw to go there. But the airport itself was one of the most beautiful airports I've ever been to in my life. Like, it smelled like incense, which sounds kind of icky, but again, it just smelled like a spa, and it just had this feeling like spa meets Disneyland. There, just the energy was unbelievable. And you know, it just felt so great to have like vacation energy, because it seems like when I've been traveling the last few years, it's either been to see my parents in Chicago or something business related, something related to my daughter. And even though this was related to my daughter, it truly was vacation. So she had sent her driver, Sandy, for me, which is this awesome guy that the hotel had set her up with. And he took me to the villa where she was, and she's bounced around to so many different places, and it was like an hour drive, and I really didn't have any expectations. Like, I was kind of afraid, thinking there's probably going to be like lizards and bugs. And I told her, like, because she was booking everything, I'm like, be nice, do not make me slum it. And we pulled up to this place that was so over the top. I mean, there are no words. I have a lot of the photos and stuff on my Facebook and Instagram, which is mbyork.beauty. If you're not following me on Instagram, go do that. Or you can even friend request me on Facebook, which is Mary Beth York, or I have my business page, MB York, there too. I have probably a lot more photos and stuff on my Facebook. But anyhow, we pulled up and it was just magical, this place. I mean, it's everything is like in the middle of the jungle, and it's just crazy all the back roads that you go to get to this place. But it was like this swanky, felt like five-star place. And I looked up, and way up on this hill, my daughter was out by the pool, and she waves down in her bathing suit, and it just felt like a scene out of a movie. I was like, oh my God, what is this place? And we just had an incredible room, like right off of the pool, and she had booked me a massage, and I literally had 10 minutes before I had to run, and it wasn't far, but just down these stairs into this like open gazebo to do a massage, which was amazing. And then we had this incredible dinner there. And the next morning I worked out at their gym, which was all outside, and I posted photos of it. It was just magical, like unbelievable, the views and, you know, just like being in the jungle in this five-star beautiful place. And you know, the prices are just incredible there. It's hard to get there, but what you get for your money in the different resorts, like these were probably in the like 100 to 150 range, like nothing crazy. And she stayed at some places like where she is right now that are as low as like $25 a night, and you would not believe how nice they are. It's crazy. But anyways, I also was just blown away by the people and the service industry there. You know, their whole culture is built on just service and blessing you. And, you know, they do these ceremonies several times a day and put out like blessings to their gods. And but it's all very positive, very, you know, like almost private. Like they don't expect Americans, obviously, to participate in what they do. But there's just this respect that's there that truly was mind-blowing. And anywhere we went, and we did go around to a few different hotels and stayed a couple days here and there, when you would leave a restaurant, like the whole staff would get up and say bye to you. Like all the chefs in the kitchen would be smiling and waving goodbye. It was just so welcoming. And again, the service, it's like they live to please you. If you need anything in your room, I mean, they are there in a snap. You know, they take their shoes off before they come into your place, and they just serve you. You know, we had like at one of the hotels we got to, they literally had us sit in these seats, and they put our feet in bowls of water and like washed our feet and did a mini little massage thing. And then, you know, after the spa treatments, which we did so many over the course of the time I was there, you know, they would knock on your door in your room later and bring you like lemongrass tea and, you know, cookies and just, I just can't say enough about how amazing it was and so incredibly beautiful. And my daughter is like so adventurous. She had every single minute planned for us. And, you know, we did like coffee tasting places and the Monkey Forest and then off to these rice fields. And I don't know the name of the place, but it's just over the top where you like swing on these huge swings, like way over these cliffs, and everything is very like set up for these great Instagram shots. And my daughter did like zip lining Superman style. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. She's like, oh yeah, I'm doing it. And jumps right into the harness and takes off over this cliff. I thought I was going to have a heart attack, but it was so nice because I didn't have to think. And she just took me from place to place to place. And again, it was just absolutely incredible. And, you know, I didn't really expect Bali to change me the way that it did, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, and even creatively. And, you know, when you see how they live, just in terms of like as a community, my daughter had said a lot before I got there that she had never once felt like afraid of the men, you know, like that men were looking at her creepy, you know, like they literally wear sarongs, like Sandy, the guy that picked me up. They'll have like a sarong on and a flower in their hair. And they're just, you know, they just feel safe. And we had one Uber driver, not an Uber driver, I don't know what they call them there, a driver. He literally like wrote songs for us and uploaded them on YouTube and incorporated our entire conversation into it. And he did a whole album for me. We were just laughing so hard. We're like, who could make this up? Just again, so heartfelt, so connected, you know, to our experience and wanting to, you know, give value back. And I don't know, it just seems like they all live in compounds, at least some of the families that we saw, like with my daughter in the Weavers. I talked about it in the last episode. She did classes where she learned how to use their like their looms that are like vintage, almost museum quality, and was learning how they make these pieces. And literally like a few generations of the family would live in these Indonesian like beautiful compounds. And a lot of it was outside. Like I went with her to pick up these pieces that she had sold for them, and there was this torrential downpour of rain. And a lot of their little house that they live in is outside, and so it's just funny seeing how they adapt to that so well. And we were having a blast, but we're talking raincoats, umbrellas, just, you know, knee deep, it felt like, in water, and they're just like unfazed. But, you know, they have a simpler life than we do here. And it's all about like service and blessings. You know, anytime something is handed to you, you know, they're saying, bless you, bless you. And it's just, you know, like gratitude is built into their daily life. So anyways, we just had our hearts and souls fed. And you know, we went to another like town, I don't know, village is what it is, where they make all of the different crafty things that they do, from the fabrics to, I'm trying to think what else. It's like stepping back in time, and you walk through this village and they live in it. But they're also like making the different looms and stuff in front of you so you can pick out fabrics and get involved and buy stuff, which of course we did. But it was just, there's something so powerful about supporting like real people, real craftsmanship. You know, it wasn't just shopping, it was purposeful. And just seeing my daughter, you know, so in her element, you know, just so authentic. And I just can't tell you enough how great it was to watch her. And even after I left, she stayed, like I said, a couple weeks longer. And she's just been going from village to village to place. And she found, I forget the name of where she is now, but it's kind of like a mini LA. And she was sending me photos how they even have this street that's like a mini sunset boulevard. And she found this great place to get her hair color done. She said she was there for like 4 hours. and her hair looked amazing. And, you know, the prices compared to here, it was like $120. Here it would probably be, you know, $350. But, you know, she has ChatGPT with her. And honestly, it's like every minute it's telling her where to go and what to do. And it's just like enhanced her trip so much. But she's a designer. I've talked about it before. I have a whole chapter dedicated to her in my book. And she really got re-inspired with her fashion and her whole design business. So she made a beautiful dress one of the days and sent me a photo of it. This material is incredible. It has like huge lilies all over it and orchids, and she had bought like beads and different things she was going to use to embellish the back of it. So I didn't get to see the finished thing, but, and the time difference is weird because she's, right now it's 10:30 AM and it's like, you know, 1 AM in Bali. So I've hardly slept. I got back and had the worst jet lag, and then I'm usually in touch with her even during the night. So because she found this other place that makes custom shoes, boots, and purses, and it's just so up our alleys. I used to have a line of purses that I made and sold at, you know, out of the markets in LA to different boutiques. And so she had first went to make a pair of boots, and you get to pick from all these different, you know, leathers and suedes, and she got to hand sketch it out and basically, you know, sent me all these photos from the place and said, you can do purses. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do a purse. So then my daughter started, I was giving her like fabrics that I liked because she sent me so many photos. So like I picked this leopard fabric and I got to choose like the specific leopard out of a ton of them, but she was like zooming in to all the different ones. And then I picked out a pink and like a turquoise blue color too. And it's going to have like pockets in the different colors. And it's going to like lace up on the side with pink lace, and not lace, pink like, you know, ribbon tie. But it was so much fun because my daughter drew it all out and then went back, gave them all the designs. And so they're making that for me right now, which I cannot wait. And then my daughter is having, her name's Ellie. I won't keep saying my daughter. It's Eliana, but I call her Ellie. She is having a purse made for her. And then she drew another pair of boots that are incredible. And then I'm trying to think. Oh, she also is having them make her a pair of ballet flats that she designed. And there's like studs on them. And they measured her feet, and it's just incredible. And she was saying, I could really see how this could be a business. So I don't know if we're going to be able to figure that piece out, because obviously getting stuff back here is not easy. But anyways, it was just truly so much fun, because it's like when your environment shifts, your creativity expands. And you know, in Bali, I felt like I was just more creative again, and I've watched the same thing happen with her. And it's like we just manifested, you know, all of these great things. And so anyways, I just think, you know, when you get too much in your comfort zone, you know, you do get disconnected from your creativity. And it just kind of felt like, you know, I wasn't just inspired. It was like I was activated. And it does, it just gets you out of your normal way of thinking and helps you decide, you know, that you could reset how you want your future to be. And, you know, it's really inspired me even with like architecture and design. I bought some really beautiful pieces of the fabrics that they make. I have one that's like orange with like hot pink and green, and I have it on my dining room table. I have this really beautiful wood table, and it matches the art in my living room. It looks so great. And again, seeing Ellie like really want to help the people of the village, and the woman that had taught her weaving class is one of the few people left that does this certain technique of making these pieces that take like 4 months to make, maybe longer. And they sell for about 200 to 250, and she just posted it on her Instagram and got like 8 to 10 people to buy them. My mom bought one, and you know, her friend's mom, and just different people that wanted to support her, like supporting the village. So it was just so nice to go there and pick everything up and see how grateful they were and see how good it made her feel. And, you know, I said, again, talking about having a life that is authentic and aligned, when you could do what your dream is and where your talents are, but in a way that, you know, is helping local people that are right in front of you. It's just, again, such a different level of what we're used to here in the U.S. And I'm not just knocking here. We have a very amazing life. You come back and just realize, you know, the wealth that we live in, you know, even at people that think, you know, they're not living a life of wealth, they really are. And we talked a lot too on the trip about really what true wealth is, and it is having the freedom to travel and have experiences and do these kinds of things, because there's a lot of people that have a lot of money and they don't live their lives. You know, they don't leave their house, they don't take trips, they don't embrace life, they don't give back, they don't connect their heart to passionate projects. And that is what true wealth is. And I just love seeing Ellie like aligning with something that totally feeds her soul. And, you know, who knows with visas, and I think she would love to live there half the year and come back and maybe, you know, do her expand with her brand and figure something out. But no matter what the takeaway is, it's just validating to know, like, when your life doesn't feel like it's working, and then you find the missing pieces and you see that's why. And like with her, whether it's her love of animals, and she's always fostering kittens, even over there, she keeps telling me stories of finding kittens that are breaking her heart and starving, and she's going and getting them food and coming back crying, thinking how it reminds her of this kitten that she fostered. Every time, you know, she's had to return the kittens, it's been a piece of her heart breaking off. So I just think she's absolutely loving being in her element. And as her mom, like, I can't tell you how great it feels for me to, you know, see her like kind of come out of her cocoon into her butterfly phase, and just absolutely magical. So, and then we did do some promoting of my 1 minute makeup, the Floss and Finish kit, because normally I cannot get my daughter's attention. She's just off doing her own thing. And I said, would you let me do a little video of you putting on the 4 pieces? And she was like, great. And we had amazing lighting, and we did a video and some photos in one of the villas that we were staying at. And I mean, we got amazing photos, amazing video. So I uploaded it all and did an e-blast and put it on Instagram. And then Shasti ended up sharing it too on another episode of her show, Flossom Talk. If you guys haven't followed Shasti Flaw, she's the celebrity reporter that I'm doing the collab with right now. And her name, just to spell it, is K-J-E-S-T-I, and then F-L-A-A is her last name, and Flossom Talk is her show on YouTube. She's amazing. And the Floss and Finish kit has been selling really great. We're getting a little bit low on our inventory. So if you guys haven't checked it out yet, my website, mbyork.com, has it on there. But it truly is 1 minute makeup. And it was fun on the trip too. And even the other night, I had to do a Zoom, and I was so tired and so jet lagged, and I just did not feel like putting on makeup or anything. And I just did that little kit, and it totally makes you come alive. I put on a hat. I feel like a baseball hat. I felt like I looked great, good enough to do the Zoom. And same with running around there. You know, it's hot and very humid, and, you know, obviously you're not going to get fully made up. We're doing just fun, casual stuff. But having that gold shimmer stick, the lipstick and blush that match, which they're like a pink champagne color, and then the pink champagne gloss together. It was just perfect. And then it looks so great on her. And she's such a great model. And she did the whole little 1 minute makeup without a mirror even, and looked so great. So that was super fun. I felt like I was able to be productive, and we got our little, you know, glow on Bali style. And, you know, I just, it made me think about just making things less pressure, you know, more natural beauty, simpler lifestyle, and thinking about how we overcomplicate everything, you know, beauty, food, workouts, life. And so, you know, one of the personal shifts that I had happen, and I already started this before I left, but, you know, I was so into Orange Theory for like 4 years, and I ran probably 1,100 miles, like to LA and back and to Tucson from where I am in Phoenix. And I really liked it, mainly because of the like endorphins, the dopamine, like from getting the cardio hits. But honestly, and I was talking to a friend about this too, like in terms of like weight loss, I don't weigh myself, but like how my clothes fit from not doing Orange Theory to doing it, like I probably went down like half of one size in my clothes, okay? And it's something I've always noticed, like they really say it is like 70% what you eat and 30% is your workout. And obviously you want to be strong and not like have your body sagging, and you know, for anti-aging too, like with your arms, like we have to do weights. But again, I've just been doing more research with all of the cortisol, and you know, I was doing a lot of running, a lot of fast running, and they say that it's like the equivalent of being chased by a tiger. Like you are kind of in fight or flight, and that makes you hang on to belly fat, to cortisol. And so I've just been working a lot with like ChatGPT and kind of checking in daily with my workouts and trying to reel it back into something that's different and that's not as harsh on my body. So I've been walking a lot. I try to do 10,000 steps when I can. At the airport, you know, I was waiting a long time and I was up to like 7,000, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep walking till I hit my 10,000, which I did before I got on the plane for flipping 14 hours or whatever it was. And I got a weighted vest off of Amazon too. That's like an 8-pound weighted vest. And I started using that to just overcompensate because I'm not running. You don't really notice a huge difference. It doesn't make it a lot harder. But so I'm doing that. And then I still do my Hot Works workouts, which is the infrared sauna. You just get a card where you can go in and out. They're open 24 hours. You reserve the sauna and the class you want to do. And like today I did a hot water rower class, and it's only like 12 minutes. And then afterwards I did a hot Pilates, which was like 45 minutes. And so, and yesterday I did some weights in there with like one of my long walks. And then the day before I did isometric. So I'm trying to mix it up. And like I said, I reeled out of Orange Theory. I had a few things happen that upset me. No big drama. Just like, you know, I like to do cardio first. It started getting too busy there where, you know, I had to get there super early to reserve a treadmill and blah, blah. It just started turning into a stress. And I just know myself well enough, like when something starts to feel like it's blocked or it's just I'm having conflict, I've just learned it, pay attention, like it's time for something new. And so I just decided on the spot one day, I was annoyed, and it was like the third time in a row I went and was annoyed by something, and I just went, you know what, I'm done. And I was paying like $160 a month, which isn't bad. You know, I used to belong to The Village for 16 years. You know, it was more expensive, but same thing happened there, which I was having to call at 5 a.m. to reserve a spin class and getting there early. It was just stress. And so I just decided, no, I'm done. There's something better. This chapter is done. So I put in my notice and I'm like, okay, I'm done. And now I'm not spending that $160 a month. If I want to run, I'll walk right out my front door and go for a run. But I've been adjusting things since, and I have the other membership at HotWorks, which I love. So I'm just trying to, you know, like reel back the intensity and think more long term so that I don't have issues down the line, you know, from too much running. And I just follow a few different people on YouTube too that are like, they used to do that. Now they don't. Now they do walking with the weighted vest, and it's just better for longevity. And, you know, I feel like my body is pretty fit from everything I've done, and I'm going to maintain what I, you know, got in terms of improvements at Orange Theory. And I'm going to just keep mixing it up because I think it's good when we, you know, make changes, because your body just adapts and it gets used to it. And like, I stopped seeing any improvements and I'm like, okay, it was all about maintenance. So now I'm on a new little journey. I'll keep you guys in the loop if you're interested. And then again, even with food, okay, I noticed, oh my gosh, it was so hard for me to eat in Bali. We did find some great restaurants that had like pizza and American stuff, but I'm vegetarian. I'm like, gosh, 90% vegan. I don't eat eggs. And so, and I'm not a big foodie either. So, you know, for me, it was tough because it was like, again, either a lot of carbs, it was hard for me to get protein. And I just didn't eat that much when I was there because it just was not easy or convenient. But since I got home with the jet lag, I've been waking up like at midnight starving, and I keep talking to ChatGPT. I'm like, why am I so hungry? But it's like my body's been trying to reset from the time differences and the air travel. And so I've been mixing up what I eat a little bit. And I'm just, this morning I want to share, and this is the last thing I'll tell you guys, I made this tofu scramble. It was so good. And, you know, it's kind of a lot of work to like actually cook and make stuff. That's not my usual fake eggs. I get these plant-based eggs and I will scramble them, and that's just like kind of one and done. But I went to Sprouts this morning and I was like, okay, I'm going to mix it up, because I got up at 4 a.m. I've been getting up at like 3, 4, and my daughter's already up and texting me. And I, because of the jet lag, I'm like, okay, I'm up, I'm awake, which has been great. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting so much done. I'm going to my workout at 6:30 a.m. I'm like picking up my dry cleaning, getting my car washed at Sprouts, home and done with all of that by, you know, 8:30 a.m. But I'll share with you super quick. I made this tofu scramble, and I had made one the other day because chat recommended it, and it was really boring and not good at all. But today I did onions and mushroom, which I have avocado olive oil that I used, and I sauteed it in that first, and then I got a baked potato, just a regular potato. I put it in the microwave for like 5 minutes. I chopped it up. I added the potato and the tofu, and it was incredible. And then at the end, I put in, I get these like sweet peppers. They're like where the pickles are at Trader Joe's. They're like jalapeno sweet peppers. I put that on top, and I put some avocado on top, a little bit of hot sauce, and I made a big, big thing of it. So I put some away, so it's already ready, and you know, so I don't have to go through that again, but ready for later. But it was so good, and I feel like it actually filled me up. And when I eat stuff like, say, oatmeal, which I'm not a big fan of, like I feel like my blood sugar just rises, and like an hour later, I'm starving again. So chat's been kind of telling me I have not been eating enough, and I'm just trying to be more, intentional with getting more protein. Again, it's a challenge for me. And I added spinach on top too. I don't know if I mentioned that with the recipe, but it was so good. So I'm going to just, you know, maybe be cooking a little bit more And I went to the farmer's market in Fountain Hills yesterday. I had a pop-up out there at Classy Jazzy, which is such a great store. And every Wednesday now, they have a farmer's market that's like 2 blocks long. I cannot believe all of the stuff that they had. I mean, unbelievable. And I got there and I had people waiting, so I couldn't really go through it. But next week, I'm going to get there early and get a bunch of stuff, because again, it just feels so good to support local people that are making everything fresh and, you know, mixing it up a little instead of being so, what is the word, so like regimented with my, you know, what I eat. So anyways, it just felt aligned and just very like clean, the food, and intentional. So again, I'm just going to bring it home with my Romans 12:2. Renewing your mind isn't just about removing negativity. It's about allowing yourself to think differently, live differently, and even create differently. So, you know, your environment is your mindset. Your mindset affects your body. Your body affects your confidence. And your confidence really affects your purpose. And it just feels so good when you have all of those categories aligned. So I am just super excited to really focus more on promoting my book, Beauty Revival. If you guys haven't read it yet, it's on Amazon. If you have read it and you got it on Amazon and could leave a review, that would make me super happy, because Amazon's been blocking reviews for some overzealous, ridiculous reason. Not sure why, but again, I am just so grateful that I get to do this and that you guys are interested in listening. And again, if you have any feedback for me or anything else you want me to talk about, you can reach out to me directly through my email, which is mbyorkbeauty@gmail.com. And hopefully you'll try out my Blossom Finish 1 Minute Glow Kit while we still have them. They're $99 right now on my site, which is $135 value. I'm not sure how long we're keeping it at $99 for, but I'm just trying to give everyone a chance that wants it to be able to get it. So, and again, my YouTube channel, MB York Beauty. I have my Olive Shasty's, her segments on there when she talked about our whole collab, which is awesome. I have the video that I did of Ellie in Bali, the 1 minute makeup is there. And I have another 5 minute video I did with Shasty in LA, which we talk about creating the kit, and I go through the steps of the 4 products and the 1 minute makeup. So also subscribe to my YouTube channel. So anyways, I love you guys. I hope that you have an amazing week, weekend, Easter ahead. And thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.